As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Clay, I know it hasn't even been a full month yet, but how much growth do you feel like you've had from that first start in Houston to where you are now, just in learning how to navigate multiple times through a lineup?
Yeah, there's been a lot of growth, a lot of learning, you know, as we go on the fly. Yeah, I still feel like, you know, still hitting my stride a little bit, like, you know, we're getting there, but you can see the improvements, you can feel the improvements. Starting to get an idea and feel for just my stuff and you know, how to use it. Starting to bounce back a little bit better in between starts, and you know, I feel like with each time out, getting a little bit better. So you know, it's nice to see the work, you know, paying off a little bit, but you know, I still feel like there's still more room to grow here.
Mendy was saying that it feels like on a day like today, you really had to pitch. The sinker was moving a lot. It was a windy day. What does that mean to you? What was different about today that made you have to do things a little bit differently?
Yeah, there's a lot of movement on, you know, the sinkers, the change-ups, you know, even the sweepers. So just really dialing in, you know, where you kind of want to start pitches and, you know, really not trying to do too much too early. I feel like I was able to settle in, you know, the third or fourth inning where I was starting to get a good feel for things. But yeah, I mean, early on, it was really, you know, just, you know, trusting Singer back there. I mean, it's like I was just trying to mix my pitches and really just throw strikes and see what they can do with it. And, you know, the more I threw, the more I started to settle in. And, you know, ultimately, you know, when I'm at my best, I'm letting the defense make plays and I'm really trusting them. And, you know, they showed up big time today, you know, Francisco and Brandon. There's a lot of good plays behind me. And I think, you know, in general, but especially days like today, you know, just trusting my defense and letting them work behind me is when I'm at my best.
How comfortable does that make you knowing that those guys can make those kind of plays and kind of have your back?
Very, very. I mean, you know, a guy that, you know, I rely on them a lot. So to know that those guys they're logged in, you know, every play, and they have the ability to make some great plays, it just makes things a little bit easier up there, where you kind of, you know, feel you're in situations where not exactly, you know, sure what to go to. You know, you can, you know, kind of pitch to some contact and rely on some ground balls or, you know, whatever it may be, but just let them work behind you. It's a big confidence boost.
Clay, I don't know if someone feels like a relief pitcher or a starting pitcher, but do you feel fully like a starting pitcher right now?
I'm getting there. You know, it's you know, it's really just, you know, finding your way, you know, in between starts, really. Once you get on the mound out there, I mean, it feels like, you know, pitching. But for me, it's just really finding that routine in between starts and really just kind of perfecting that. You know, I've had to, you know, write a lot of things down just because it feels weird not preparing every day to pitch. And kind of going the mindset of, you know, what's going to set me up the best, you know, 3 days from now, 4 days from now. Versus just always, you know, kind of preparing for the, you know, that night. So, You know, out there, it feels like I'm pitching, but I would say just really dialing in that routine and knowing what, you know, is working for me as a starting pitcher versus a reliever has kind of been, you know, the biggest, you know, learning so far.
In spring training, you were pretty confident that durability-wise you could handle this. You probably have as many innings as you would have in, say, 2.5 months of a relief pitcher right now. Do you feel – how do you feel?
Yeah, I feel good. I feel like I'm, you know, building I'm still, you know, kind of building that stamina. You know, I felt like there's a little stretch there where my body's like, hey, you know, what are we doing a little bit? You know, this feels different. The stress is a little different. And, you know, I think these past couple, you know, I've come out, you know, better than I have. You know, just as far as just the next day, the bullpen day, I can just see, like, I'm starting to climb. The body's starting to acclimate a little bit. You know, and it's, I mean, really, I don't feel like I've fully just totally emptied the tank some of these last starts, which I think is going to put me in a better position to kind of keep climbing. And so, yeah, there's definitely a little acclimation period, but I feel like, you know, really good about kind of where things are trending right now.
The play that Brandon makes to end the sixth inning, I'm sure you probably knew you were coming close to the end of the outing one way or the other. Mm-hmm. How much of a difference, how big is that for you to, you know, feel good coming off to finish strong like that, get out and finish the inning?
Mm-hmm. I mean, huge. I mean, that's a big play there. And, you know, that's one of the inning there where, you know, we had a runner on. And, you know, obviously the pass ball hurt there to score the run. But I kind of knew I was getting close to the pitch count. And, you know, I wanted to finish that sixth inning, you know, just to help the pin out. And that's, you know, a situation where, hey, like, you know, I'm going to throw these pitches. I'm going to trust my defense and let them work. And so just to have that behind you and just the ability to make that play is massive. And, yeah, I mean, the outing ends on a different note because of that. And, yeah, it's a special play there.
You seem pretty confident
what's going through your head. I mean, I don't know. It's been a long time since I feel like I've had a home run robbed with me pitching. So they're always fun to see, but you're on the mound and it happens to you, man, it's a good feeling. So, yeah, just to be able to end the outing and you know, come off the field on a positive note. It was really fun.
How good did you feel going sixth?
It's nice, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, as a starter, I mean, as a reliever, I mean, you kind of, you know, the innings will, they start to add up and you kind of feel that down there. And I understand that just from being out of the bullpen. So as a starter, providing length is huge for a team. It sets the team up for success long term. And, you know, being able to get through six today was a good step, you know, in that direction.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.